Welcome to Twist for the week of March 4th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we are covering corporate income tax developments in California and South Carolina, a sales tax bill recently signed into law in Oklahoma, and an update on Minnesota's retail delivery fee. The California Office of Tax Appeals recently denied the FTB's petition for rehearing in matter of appeal of Microsoft Corporation, a dispute addressing what portion of a qualifying dividend paid by a qualified foreign subsidiary and received by a California Water's Edge Group member was reflected in the sales factor. Specifically, is the entire dividend amount included in the sales factor, or just the amount remaining after applying the 75% dividends received deduction? The Office of Tax Appeals had previously concluded in an unpublished opinion that the entire amount of qualifying dividends were includable in the sales factor. The FTB unsuccessfully argued in its petition for rehearing that the opinion was contrary to law. South Carolina House Bill 298, which sets forth standards for when corporate taxpayers can be required to file a unitary combined return, has passed both houses of the South Carolina legislature and should soon be presented to the governor for action. Under the bill, the first step toward combination is that the department must have reason to believe that the corporation's tax return does not accurately reflect South Carolina income due to transactions that lack economic substance or are not at fair market value. If the department determines that the intercompany transactions lack economic substance or are not at fair value, then before it can require a combined return, the department must demonstrate that correction cannot be achieved by adding back, eliminating, or otherwise adjusting the intercompany transactions. Finally, if the department determines a combined return is required, it must provide notice to the taxpayer to submit the combined return within 90 days. Recently signed House Bill 1955 eliminates Oklahoma's 4.5% state tax imposed on the retail sale of food and food ingredients. While House Bill 1955 does not affect any sales or excise tax levied on food and food ingredients by a local government, it does prohibit any sales or excise tax increase voted on prior to June 30, 2025, from applying to food and food ingredients. Finally, recently, the Minnesota Department of Revenue issued guidance on its website addressing the retail delivery fee that applies beginning on July 1, 2024. Recall, this new 50-cent fee is imposed on each taxable transaction involving certain retail deliveries in Minnesota. Generally, deliveries subject to the fee include those transactions of $100 or more that are subject to the sales tax, including clothing that is normally exempt from sales tax. The fee is quite complex. There are a number of products, the sales of which are not subject to the fee, and certain retailers and marketplaces are not required to collect. The guidance also addresses how to register for the fee and report the fee. Thank you for listening to Twist this week. Stay well.